Yeah, right. Like you have philosophy major, philosophy. Like you base everything you do, via benefit crimes, on philosophy. Not on pussy. I don't really talk like this, but I can say what I want to represent. Not on pussy. Like you don't talk psychology. You don't really know people. You don't know people. So I'm back to fight my case. And nobody has anything to do to someone like me. And people from prison wish you don't have shit to do to me, fucking gross ass people. Nobody wants your protection. People know what you look fucking stupid. You look stupid. Nobody wants a criminal, the dumbest fucking criminal to live this earth. And Bexar County is stupid. You're not anything but dumbass criminal. You're dumbass criminal. You're just dumb criminal. You're not highly intelligent. You're not grown up. You're not anything. You're in prison. You're a convicted aggravated offense or crack hookers. You know, crack hooker don't make you intelligent. Make you intelligent. Get the fuck out of society. You're not intelligent people. Just suck the dick of a retarded. You get shamed to death, bitch. That what they want to, what they want to seem cool. You know, I don't have these conversations. You don't affect my mind. You don't affect anything. You're fucking dirty ass people. Every institutionalized fucking time you've been in prison, I wouldn't talk to you. Going one to prison one time, I know every fucking thing. Every fucking thing. Everything. People don't waste their time talking to you, bitch. You look stupid. People don't have conversation for people in this. You don't have conversation, bitch. You don't have conversation. Like, you have a philosophy major who has to now study for 19 murdered kids and stemming from the dirtiest crack whores thinking they have pussy and God and corrections and cognitive behavioral therapy team. Everything sent to other people. There's no Bexar County either. There's no fucking Bexar County. There's no Bexar County. Act like you're the most highly intelligent city in the state of Texas. The dumbest fucking news in the whole. You don't have anything to do to someone. I wouldn't talk to your convicted felons. Your so-called convicted felon. You don't have shit to say. Not in all your parole officers facilitating what you did. Your custody court. You're anything. You don't speak on all military families. Every fucking where. Because you think you met a perfect wife who can cook. But you're not a nurse and he's not a paralegal. So it doesn't matter. People don't put people down. And then I don't get murdered. I don't get murdered. I don't get murdered. And nobody has music to you. To do anything. Like other people do that everywhere. Other people do that everywhere. You don't have me to pick for nothing Mexican. Mexican. You don't have people to pick for Mexican. I don't have to speak Spanish at all. It doesn't make sense. You don't have conversation. Nothing makes somebody a child, you dumb bitch, from that. You don't speak from psychology. You don't speak from any fucking. You really don't speak from anything. I'm not liable for no murdered children. There are like no police reports made in security agencies from the beginning I started to the. I'm not liable for any protection orders were put in place. Police reports. People literally know the whole wide world and these people don't affect people. You don't have magical powers, magical fingers, magical throats, magical vaginas, magical assholes, magical throat, magical penis from no prison, all included, and no Bexar County jail, all included. You have nothing at all. You have nothing to reference in life to mean
something. You have absolutely nothing to me. You have nothing to me.
Nothing to protect in the way they talk, walk, act, look, as if it's not posted already everywhere and everything. How disgraceful you. Nobody, you don't have religion, you don't have race, you don't have sexual orientation. You don't have psychology to talk. You don't have a hustle for God and sex. You don't have an example of God to kill some, making up stories for hooker. You don't have any fucking thing. You don't have any fucking thing. And nobody dates criminals from that fucking place. Nobody looks them up. Nobody. You have nothing to fucking do. That's my child. My child. You can say you do it to, you do anything to every child from fucking who lives in Bexar County, from any military families, from any races of families. You couldn't claim music. You don't have anything to do at all. At all. And that custody court is stupid. You're stupid. People don't have things to speak on at all. They'll go to jail. They will go to jail. You don't toughen people up. You don't do anything. People don't influence people. People really don't influence people. Like, everybody has high philosophy conversations and podcasts for prisons all over the state. And you act like you get one. And there's musicians all over the states. You get one from somebody from Lubbock, from TDC. You don't have someone to violate for reasons only people from West Texas would know. Because I'm not from Bexar County. Bexar County don't speak. I don't have to speak, walk, talk, look, act like you, like all those tourists that go there. All those veterans. All those military that live there. You see how that works? You see how that works? You look so fucking dumb to USA, you would never get attention from me. You look so dumb to VA benefits, you would never get it. You look so dumb as a veteran. You look so dumb as a family. You look so dumb as a race. You don't get attention from me. You look so dumb, I'm American. I talk to more black people in my life than these fuck. I don't talk to Mexicans or gang members. If I was a waitress from there, I don't talk to Mexican people. Are you so fucking stupid? You wish that everybody did. It doesn't matter what music my family plays. And you don't have anything to say about the military. You don't fucking. I don't talk to Mexican people because Mexico's right there. You wish that people, you had something to say about that. You don't have anything to say. There's no go get raped by black people. There's no go get raped by white people. There's no go get raped by Asian people. There's no go get raped by anything. These people don't get to fucking talk. And I'm not gay. Those people are the weakest people to live this earth. Reported 4 years ago, you are not strong people. You have no access to fucking anything. You have no access to anything. 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 No one. Never knew then, never would. Nothing's my fault there. Everybody's burdened to life, their whole life, and their whole career criminal record. I don't have one. I don't have one. And the audacity to think you exploit my career criminal record based on a homicide lie and getting my Topps private security license. There's no career criminal record saying homicide. Whenever you exploit a charge, people just have to go look up that all the evidence has been erased in the news. And that there's no commission of a crime. No proof of intoxication. No proof I was out all night. No witnesses. No evidence. Because I was at home on the internet. All I had to do was look at my computer. And a cop, and a nurse, and then a witness statement, and my daughter, my roommates, and that's it. Are you in my insurance? Are you stupid? Are you dumb? Are you dumb?
It would be anything you believe in, and manipulation of charges, gossip from a place that don't gossip, because if people don't get affected by that. People know what torture is, what prisons are all over the states. People who come back from other countries tortured or from other prisons, not affected. To even claim that you believe something that somebody acted, or for sex, or gossip, you know, from people who can't talk in this world. That's a dumb, pettiest, fucking, simple-minded place in the whole fucking world. The dumbest place to exist. And there's no welcome to prison from dummies. Only certain people say welcome to prison, you dumbass. And not a damn one of them even know would ever even mention, because I hope they choke that what LinkedIn is. Like, you would have to choke. You would have to choke. Choke to death. Like, you can't even mention anything. Like, any access to any intelligence, no access to Facebook of any military, no access to LinkedIn. They can't say ZipRecruiter. They can't say Indeed. They really, literally can't say any fucking thing. You don't bother people. I'm a very self-sufficient person. You don't bother people. And that's not something you could just, you give someone. And it's not something somebody could take from someone. You know, just you don't have a right to bother. I mean, people aren't so highly intelligent. They're just not so highly intelligent. I have, you know, people from finished college in my family, even my mother's side. People who are smart, people who have businesses, people who have nice homes. There's nothing to speak. My father's side. Like, there's really not anything to speak. Speaking on whatever other families from Lubbock would be in the military, like if there's some low poverty country family or grew up on a farm picking cotton and then went to the military, like if that's all they did their whole life, and there's something to say of growing up in that city around those people, around this people, around this people, as if people are just so something, and they're not at all. I know more. You don't have anything to fucking do to me. There's no USA no-fault accident stemming VA benefits crimes plan. You know, security crimes plan. Manipulating charges of a murderer. I'm not a murderer, and you don't manipulate me. I'm not from Bexar County. Not from Bexar County. They're nasty fucking people. And you think you'd want to exploit me? You don't exploit anyone. You can't rape. People have exploited people who can't rape in so many ways all over the country and so many languages, so many ways. And when it comes from the mouth of these people, that's the funniest thing to live this fucking earth. You don't ever have shit to say. So many of your people from Bexar County don't speak in there. From prison, they don't speak at all. From Bexar County Jail, don't speak at all. And I don't give a fuck about the sheriff. You wish you could tell somebody to shut the hole of a mouth. From the fucking dirtiest fucking gossiping pussies known to mankind. To fulfill your career as a cop. And all you do in the news and all your trashy ass. That's coming out the dirtiest pussy of a dog. Because that's what you are when you've done what you've done for a crack hooker. Now you have a dead fucking hooker's asshole on your mouth. You speak from a dead hooker's asshole, and you don't call any of me's a fucking prostitute. You couldn't call me a prostitute. You couldn't have me raped. You couldn't have a reason to either love or like. You couldn't have a reason to even bother to lie about, to lie for people wearing every version of their asshole on your mouth to feel from them like you know them. You don't bother me. They have the dirtiest fucking pussies, mouths, teeth, fucking vagina, fucking penises. Thinking they know philosophies of God. They're fucking the dumbest motherfuckers to live this earth. So you think you plan anything to do to me, saying a homicide for a crack hooker. And I get protection orders from the other side, because no matter what the fuck happened, I still don't want to know you. You don't have philosophies of life in the military. That goes to a fucking attorney. There's other people from the military that don't have philosophies of life either. Or VA crimes or ownership over anybody or threats or wishful thinking.
Nobody's jealous of anything. Nobody's jealous of a fucking thing. Nobody's jealous. Nobody's obsessed. Nobody's a whore. Nobody's any fucking thing. Explain in a book and publicly that you try to do what you do to a mother veteran paralegal security guard who's at work studying. And you have philosophies of life and books for religion, race, sexual orientation based on how criminals fuck. How they fuck. How many abortions they have. How many times they've been in the clinic with diseases. How many times they share needles. How many times they go to their homies and share crack pipes and pussies and penises and philosophies of God. Use extensive vocabulary to describe them properly. That their life and their existence means something over the ones you focus on. And I'm a single mother. I'm sure they're single fathers. And there's nearly not anything to say to me. You know, explain what psychology they come from. You know, how they grope their teeth on your dick. How they're so... Every single fucking one of them you want to lie for, kill for, gossip for, can swallow. That you can fuck them any kind of way you want. They're so grown up versus leaving somebody the fuck alone. Who's not gay? Who's not your freak? Who's not your threesome, your foursome, your fivesome? Who's not a fuck for corrections? Per law, by the way. And you couldn't brainwash and torture. I know that law, too. Protecting myself before I got there. And I got protection orders. Police reports and a grievance. You couldn't use any fucking thing to do to me or my daughter. Not a fucking thing. Not a goddamn thing. Not a fucking thing at all. HIPAA violation of conscience put in when I got out. Because I don't play around and don't say I'm not good enough to sue you. Because I don't give a fuck who the fuck sued you from Bexar County. I'm not from Bexar County. And then when information is released and all the shit you did before really doesn't matter. Because people like you go to prison. And every investigation from every place that they come from. And the people they are and what they plan to do to people. And the crimes all over the states. Those things go to prison. That's why they're in prison. And Child Protective Services take your fucking kids away. Those people don't wish Child Protective Services on military families. There's no game playing my family. And those people don't get games. They're stupid fucking people. Write a book on the philosophy of life and why you want to kill somebody. Kill somebody, you just leave the fuck alone. Just leave the fuck alone. Because nobody wishes rehabilitation on them. Never would. That they can't wish drugs on me either. They don't get to wish me being an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic. They couldn't wish me to... There's no wishing to be a gang member. I'm not that. That's not a problem. Wishing me to, and people are strong anyways. They don't have to be gang affiliated to be strong, to be let the fuck alone, but not a criminal. So it's not for you to approach, attack, want, need, grope, touch, rape. Like, explain what you want to grope, touch, rape, what you believe, all your gods, your rosaries, your penises, your vagina. Go explain it so you sound like something. For people who are inaccessible to people, long gone, never would be seen again. So you have no access to do something to somebody. You really aren't something so powerful. Neither is corrections. I don't need a retired veteran like you or corrections like you or criminals to go to the VA to do anything. That's everybody who's in VA, but they need you. Everybody all over the world needs you. Everybody to try so fucking hard. Everybody, because I didn't need you in there. And I still left saying fuck you. It doesn't make me unrehabilitated. I earned parole saying fuck you on a grievance. Every fucking one I wanted to write. Because you will leave me the fuck alone. In there, gone, out here. We'll never see you again. You're not magical. You're not special. I don't know where the fuck you came from. You deal with criminals. You don't deal with people like me. And I have a child. You're not that to her. You would never be that to her in a lifetime in that place, having magical fingers, magical mouths, magical pussies, magical dicks. And I'm saying it in a way that makes you so disgusting you don't ever think you a mother and child needs you. Associated to magical rapists,
crack faggots, crack junkies, fucking rotten pussy prostitutes that are so easy to fuck. To fuck. They're murdered children and teachers because you claim they're so grown because you get to fuck them and they gossip. Versus a woman separating herself and going to read a book. Separating myself to read a book. I'm a better person than all of you. Try to write a book, bitch, and publish it. Talking about the love lives of TDCJ. The love lives. You know, their conversations, their gossip, the real way they talk, walk, speak, look. Like people give a fuck. Your love life. Your normal life. I'm not to be fucked with. Because there's not any. You don't speak for people of psychology. You don't speak to them, for them. You don't touch them to speak for them. You don't rape me. I mean people normally have a normal personality. They will speak on their personalities and their love life. And how they fuck. And take advantage of innocent people in there. Take advantage because they want to fuck everything. And they're such a gift to society that nothing ever happens to them. To their children, if they have them. No matter what crime they've committed. No commission of a crime that I don't have. Go explain how important it is for you want to let everybody know how they fuck. How they fuck. How they read the Bible. How they wear a rosary. How they eat each other out. Reading a rosary and a Bible as a sister in Christ. As a brother in Christ. You know, tell their real stories. Because they don't exist in this world to have bothered me. I had 3 jobs. Talking to my daughter. My home, my job, my vehicle. Not to be fucking bothered with it. And there's nothing in prison. People have to teach someone. Write a book about it individually and what they teach. What they teach. What kind of gynecology they know. What kind of everything they are. What kind of fucking faggot they are. Who's sick old asshole they suck the whole time. Every time they go to prison. Believing in some fucking voodoo god. And then thinking there's something special in some church. You know, write a church book on each individual. On how they speak. And then how you speak. Thinking that you deserve to keep me from doing anything. And being a fucking mother. I'm a fucking mother. I'm a fucking mother. I'm a mother. How you affect child. From children from dirty ass crack whore prostitutes. Who don't give a fuck if you're a mother or not. People do not threaten children. And how many of you, how much time it takes to do these things. You have not the philosophies of the world, bitch. You have no philosophy to teach the world, bitch. You're not walking around philosophy majors, neurologists, scientists, psychiatrists. Of all kinds, sexual violence victim advocates, rape victim advocates, human trafficking advocates of a woman, you know, child victim advocates. You're not anything. You try to cut all that off when you start trying to plan for crack hooker and plan something else. That's what the fuck you do. And these people have no associations with any of these things, and they never will. And they never will. Selectively tell who does and who doesn't. Or the ones who you help because they can fuck. And they're comfortable with diseases. And you listen to that mouth that will fuck anything. Versus one that won't, that doesn't need a fuck with you. You don't need a fuck with me. Long gone. I'm not institutionalized. Not even possible. I don't need to be for this world. I would never be. I don't throw a nickel at your teeth, bitch. I don't throw a nickel at your teeth, bitch. There was nothing you could do. Go tell about the crack dyke fuck sec, rotten mouth, rotten vagina, and then their philosophies of God and obsessions with kids. Go tell how much you plan. Go make it eventful for Robb Elementary. Go make it eventful for what you could have thought at Jubilee Highland Hills. Based on people who are happy telling how they fuck people. How they know for sure somebody's going to want to fuck them. And for sure you think you are when you think you could fuck someone. Or you could force them fucking gay. Violating all fucking civil rights of anything, of somebody's body. You don't make those decisions, bitch, for prostitutes. You don't make decisions for children. You don't make decisions. You don't make decisions. You don't make decisions, and nothing's my fault or my daughter's, because in the course of reporting everything in police reports, even the school, you made the decision to ignore it for gossiping people who are so grown up because you could fuck them. They're not grown up as matters. Their bodies, big, small. They're literally ignorant fucking people. Ignorant. 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 And I don't have to come from a highly intelligent mother and father. My mother's worked her whole life. My father has worked his whole life. For me to be left alone. These people don't fucking matter where they come from. They don't have their stupid personality. Go explain your philosophies on how they fuck. Because they'll fuck anything. And they're so important because you can fuck them. And I don't have to listen to you, walk like you, talk like you, look like you, ever see you again. To be left alone at home, at work, in my own vehicle, people wish they knew somebody from prison. Like, I'm somebody they could ride with. Like, I ride places. Like, I have a lifestyle. Like, that you couldn't even think of a lifestyle from me to have been fucked with. I don't have one for corrections. I don't have one for criminals. People, you don't have anything to do or say to me. And in Bexar County, I don't have one for your criminals. Parole don't really tell me what the fuck to do. Lying for somebody who spent her whole life fucking people. Fucking them. For somebody to just leave the fuck alone. Because they're so grown up in this world because they fuck people. They're highly intelligent career criminal. Highly intelligent. When somebody in psychology is to be left the fuck alone. To be left the fuck alone. Convicted felons, never been on parole or whatever. You go back to prison, bitch. You don't get to know someone because you think you can offer somebody a fuck. People don't offer me a fuck. I'm not somebody you offer a fuck. And I talk to grown people. These people will be laughed at thinking they claim they offer someone to fuck them. And it's led to 19 murdered kids and teachers. Because you want to get in for fucking petty ass people who think they're worth fucking, talking, breathing, and would never deserve to fucking even know me. Explain. Nobody's some fucking princess. From no prison, no child, no God. No corrections whore. No friend of yours. Not a criminal. I don't hang around criminals. A criminal. I don't hang around criminals. I don't hang around criminals. Bexar County has nothing for me. Premeditated. Get the fuck out of your life, bitch. Go premeditate your people. You can fuck. You can fuck. Tell me they're so grown up. Versus the ones you can't fuck. Go to prison bothering someone. Bothering someone with your fucking existence. You don't teach lessons, bitch. You don't teach lessons, bitch. Like, people have podcasts everywhere explaining how they don't fuck Mexicans. Like, every race, every country, every other religion has to have a podcast on how they don't fuck you. Like, it's your country. I don't get targeted. How they don't fuck you. How they don't fuck you. How somebody wants to look at you fucking them. Because you're so something wanting attention. You're so-so something. Are you fucking dumb? And I'm not a deviated person explaining this. I go back to men. But you don't ever get to speak. Like, you don't even have a right to speak. And there's no anything to say to me. Bitch, you don't have anything to fucking say. You have nothing to fucking say. Bitch, where the fuck you come from thinking you're a cop? Like, you're something so proper. Motherfuckers don't show up to my work. I'm a security guard. Not a cop. Are you fucking dumb? Nobody talks to your fucking nasty criminals. Are you fucking dumb? And not even attorneys. Nobody even deals with you, but mostly fucking criminal. Corrections, nobody would ever deal with you or see you again. Or you're fucking criminals. Go, are you fucking... Motherfucker, you got shit to do to me. You got shit to prove to me. There's no proper etiquette for you. Everything's explained in the way it's explained. So no matter how proper you sound, you don't have progress. You don't have psychology. You don't have background of psychologists, psychiatrists to be left the fuck alone by law. These people don't have it. You 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 don't get your... You're not worth knowing. You're not worth knowing. You're not worth knowing. They sound so fucking dumb. The fact that you target to act like there's something to protect to make them sound smart. To sound smart. No one in the fucking world does. Are you fucking dumb? And it would never be me to give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Bear County. To even want that attention makes you look dumb from somebody from another county who wasn't raised there. I don't give a fuck. I wasn't going to see your inmates and somebody give a fuck. I write better people and I don't give a fuck. Go beg them. I don't give a fuck. Go to fucking prison. Act like you violate me and my job where I'm just normal. To think that there's 19 murdered kids buried with Bibles and rosary. The trashy shit they believe in and do when thinking they're obsessed with children. That they've been turned the fuck in. 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 And who's obsessed with vaginas or penises? Who's obsessed with protecting? They're grown up. They're grown up. Act like you have 19 murdered children in coffins, full of the nasty shit you do, protecting all their diseases, all their crack mouth, all the shit they believe in. Act all the God that comes out of their fucking mouth, the fact that they're so institutionalized and career criminals that haven't gotten life and they think they can speak on pussy juices that's to protect that from coming out. How they think that pussy farts, that's to abolish people's lives. Crack mouth threats of better fucking love someone or they'll kill you and God, as if it wasn't reported. And you have to protect that. Go to fucking prison. Because I'm from Lubbock, Texas. People, I know all the people they've ever sent to prison from Lubbock. They've never been have someone go into from Lubbock. Or like me. Who would come out so influenced to be like you. And be those kinds of things. Or say those kinds of things. And you wouldn't be a group of people who can convince someone of that. And of a child of mine. Just seeing pictures of me and her. You fucking could only wish in this fucking world. And I've already written you volume. And labeled the book from the phone call afterwards. I'm going to kill you. Label the book. Write the book. You got questions? Come ask me. Like I told Gabriel Monte. When you write an article about me, ask me. But I mean, I'm a dumbass with memory loss and dementia. So I am back now. And I get it. Write a book that says I'm going to kill you. After suing and sending and writing Uvalde Police Department or wherever I wrote in Uvalde. That I'm going to kill you? Is that so? I'm going to kill you? Write the fucking book.